We are with Sandy Stidler, who is the state regent with the Daughters of the American Revolution. Now, for those of us, we did this a few years ago, but tell us a little bit about the focus and what the Daughters of the American Revolution do.
The Daughters of the American Revolution is a lineage service society based on the fact that you can trace your ancestry back to someone who participated during the American Revolution, either as a soldier or in other capacities. So we can trace our ancestry back. As a service organization, we have three emphases that we work on. One is education, where we give scholarships. Another is patriotism, where we support the veterans and do a lot of activities in that area of patriotism. And the third is historic preservation, where we work with different groups to recognize historic preservation activities that have gone on. And that's why we're here today. Yes, today it's historic preservation. In North Dakota, we have about 230 members right now, and we're growing. We have several chapters. We have five chapters across the state. We have one in Fargo, which is where we belong. We have one in Grand Forks. We have one in Bismarck, one in Minot, and one in Devil's Lake.
Very good. Well, speaking of chapters and this historic moment, we're with Kristen McDonald with us, who is part of the Dakota chapter here. And tell us a little bit about this fun day today at the Nome Schoolhouse. So what's going on here?
This is exciting because we just had state conference where the President General came from Washington. During her three-year term, she visits every state at their state conference. And so she was there, and we had Chris and Teresa from the Nome School bring their wares and do a seminar. While Sandy and I were in meetings, the other people were able to see what was going on. But the President General was so impressed, she said, "You've got to give them a historic preservation award." So here we are.
That's great. So this is quite a facility, and it's amazing what they've done.
Oh, it is wonderful. I've seen it from the very beginning when Kevin Wallivan first started showing the original school. And to see it today, I can hardly wait to take the tour because it's just unbelievable.
How many of these preservation awards have you given out?
This is our first, so we're proud to do it. We're always trying to get the DAR name out there. At one point, there were 11 or 12 chapters in North Dakota. And over the years, some merged, some just totally dissolved. So we know there are people out there that are eligible. So we're always looking for new members. If you can prove lineage back to, or some kind of service back to the Revolutionary War, chances are we can find a way to get you in.
That's amazing. If they are listening to this broadcast and they do have lineage, because everybody has ancestry.com, which helps, how can they get a hold of you or Sandy in order to learn more or maybe even become a member?
Sandy's got her information right there, so that's probably the best bet for right now.
Contacting Sandy would be the best bet, the state region, if you're interested, if you do find that lineage, right, Sandy?
Absolutely. We love doing research and tracing for people, and my email is there on the card, and you're welcome to drop me an email. Just make sure you put something about DAR in the subject so I know. Otherwise, it'll go in my junk, and I won't even look at it.
Thank you, ladies, for joining us today. That'll wrap up our broadcast on this Voice of the Valley as we're broadcasting today from the historic, restored Nome Schoolhouse in Nome, North Dakota.